We are live backstage at Hangout Festival 2016 with 92 Zoo. It's the 7th annual Hangout Fest, and it's really unbelievable how far we've come and some amazing bands we've seen over the years. And this is your first time here at Hangout Fest, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, I should tell you who we're talking to. The band The Neighborhood, they're going to be hitting the stage tonight. And we've got Zach, the guitarist, and Mikey on bass in to visit. So you guys ready? You just rolled in this morning, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we got here probably 2 hours ago, or I woke up like an hour ago. So I don't know when we got here, but this morning. Here at 9, apparently. We were here at 9.
Did you wake up or come to?
I just woke up. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It depends on what we were doing the night before.
Exactly.
So this is your first time here. Are there any bands that you're really fans of you'd like to check out?
Yeah,
we were just talking about checking out Kurt Vile's set.
Caged Elephant,
Caged Elephant. They play
They're on after us on our stage, so I'll probably just stick around and check them out.
Yeah, on the surf stage, right?
Yeah.
You're playing at 5:30?
Five.
Okay, it's The Neighborhood. And now you guys just released a new album, Wiped Out, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And how's that going so far? How are people receiving it?
It's cool. I mean, I think the fans, you know, really dig to it, you know.
It seems a lot more singing than rapping, and it's more band come together.
Orientated.
Yeah. I think we kind of, you know, made an effort to strive towards that a little bit more. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is a pretty few good themes along the guys' lines in your background. Mm-hmm. You got your mixtape, your, what is it, Black and White? Is that what you say?
Yeah,
say that, or do you say...
No, yeah, that's
Black and
White.
Pound sign 000.
Yeah, those, yeah.
Black
yeah.
and White.
Web
black
talk. White. So, yeah, you go from raging against the mediocrity of rock and roll back in... What year was that released? What, 2011, 2012?
Mixtape? Yeah. The mixtape was 2013, I think. Maybe even 2014.
Okay. At the very end of...
Probably 2014.
Well, now I have the attitudes, again, you know, about... Because, you know, they're singing about the rock and roll industry and kind of a little bit Eminem-ish type attitude. Mm-hmm. Has the attitude changed anymore? Have you met a lot of people that have encouraged you to go to another level? Or, I don't know... what I'm trying to ask. I'm sorry.
No.
Have your just being in it more so and meeting more people, has it gotten better?
Like our enjoyment of being in the industry, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of people's biggest complaint of being in the industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, in interviews, you talked about regular rock and roll and how it's not really rock and roll. So
Yeah. I think when we see artists that we enjoy, you know, like certain artists that we've already named, it makes it easier for us to have a positive outlook on what is happening currently in the music industry. When we see artists that we feel the opposite about, you know, it obviously gives us like the, oh, wow, they're doing this. And, you know, good for them, like I'm not going to say any names, but like good for them. They're doing their thing and they get success. But like, I wish that wasn't something that was being praised, you know, because like I do think art should be held on like a high level. And sometimes when it's not, it's a little deterring of wanting to be in that same, on the same radio, you know, on the same, you know,
like platform.
As them, yeah.
And it is difficult, like you said, being on the radio and all that, and a lot of the programmers, especially with the corporate things, tend to like, well, that's the most radio friendly.
Exactly.
I like that.
Well, if you like this, then you're gonna like The Neighborhood, and you're like, and we're sitting there like. Not really, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a different sound you guys have. You have a lot of instrumentation, and I like the new record, though. I like vocalizing, and it seems more... That's why I was asking. The last one is like railing a little bit against the music industry, and this one seems more like somebody found love. And
yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Did you have a different producer on this one? Who produced it?
Kind of. It was sort of. Justin Pilbrow has been since he's been with us. He was our first producer. He's been with us since the beginning, like when we released our EP. I'm sorry, and he started like half of the record with us, and then we also finished it out with another producer or producers. They're called 4E, and they're like our friends. And Yeah, they just kind of helped us wrap up the album, and it was fun. So.
Did you record it in California, your home state? Yeah.
All in California. Yeah. Multiple studios, but all in California.
Mm-hmm. Which is your favorite studio?
Maybe Zach's living room.
We did a good portion of it in my mom's living room.
Nice. Yeah. Gotta love that. Yeah. Do you guys use a lot of the apps on the phone to, like, if you're not in the same neighborhood, so to speak, to jam together? Do you, like, oh man, dude, I just came up with a great hook.
I mean, sometimes we'll like tinker on our phone, like you're saying, like make actual like music like on our phone.
Well, yeah, just make it and send it to each other.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes like we'll have like ideas and we'll like shoot it off to each other.
What usually comes first, the lyrics or the melodies?
Melodies, I think.
Usually, yeah, melodies, yeah, for sure.
Do you guys tend to write the lyrics together, or
no? That's all Jesse.
That's all Jesse.
Yeah, he really likes to take charge of that, and we let him, you know, take charge. That's like his role. Like that's what he does. So
he has to sing it every night. So yeah, he wants to write it.
Yeah. He's gonna like it. Yeah. So
exactly.
We're in with the neighborhood, and thanks a lot. I guess we'll let you go on to enjoy Kurt Vile.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
It's too bad you missed the Alabama Shakes last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
Do you like them?
Cool. Yeah, no, they're cool.
They are cool.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple bands I would have saw.
I was afraid to ask.
Oh, no.
That album's my favorite album right now. So
oh, no.
Go for it.
They deserve all the praise they're getting.
Yeah, because it's so definitely different. So.
I would have liked to see Alicia Cara, too, or however you pronounce her.
Alicia Cara.
Yeah. That would be cool. Yeah, she was yesterday.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you guys. I like your tube socks. But do you ever see a band or hear a band sing and it gives you a great idea and you actually incorporate it into your music? Like, we could do something like that, but if we used a banjo instead of a, you know, or, yeah, I'm just, you know,
yeah, no, I know what you're referencing. Sort of. I think not exactly like an idea, you know, because we're not going to just rip off a band, but I think every band and I think people are always pulling from other artists, you know?
Or like, everybody has always taken from
exactly,
somebody.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? Well, who do you take from the most? Who are you influenced by the most?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think it changes from time to time, but obviously the Beatles are, like, just such a high... they'll never, like, not be my favorite band. There's no question about it.
They were the first, like, band to, like, write, like, pop songs. I feel like, and then put it, like, on, like, that level. So I guess maybe, like...
They gave us the platform on every structure of, like, everything, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of take from what they've done, but just do it in our own way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've been noticing now. Everybody's sound tends to be, like, it's almost a combination of, like, the 60s soul mixed with the Beatles sound. Then you throw in some Oasis. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, sorry, those 80s. It's true, it's true.
Like, a lot of bands are doing that. You guys are doing that too. So, all right, that's it. I'll let you guys get on to some great music.
Yeah,
thanks a lot. I appreciate Zach, you guys are wonderful to come in.
Cool.
Hangout Radio, and we'll check out some sweater weather, and maybe it'll cool folks down on the beach. And you know what? Let's just go ahead and do it right now. The neighborhood.